Hi, this is Sarah at Mom on a Spiritual Journey on the 19th of February 2016. This week I'd like to talk about experiencing energy remotely. I'm sure many of you have had the experience where you know when somebody's going to call before they do. The phone rings and there's their name on caller ID and you were right. Sometimes we have premonitions, which are another way of experiencing energy remotely. It could be something to do with a family member, an issue with a family member. One example I had was something really simple where my ex-brother-in-law was very, very proud of his mullet hairstyle. This was quite a few years ago now. And I had a vision, a strong vision, when we were traveling to visit him up in Scotland that he'd had all his hair cut short. And my ex at the time was like, there's no way my brother would ever get his hair cut off because he was super proud of his hairdo, his mullet style. But when we got there, sure enough, it was short. So we can have these spontaneous experiences of connecting with energy remotely, whether it's people, places, things, even animals. The question for me became, as I began to have more and more of these experiences on the spiritual journey, is, well, how does that happen and why does it happen? What the heck is going on here? I'm one of those people, I always have to try and at least find out why. It just makes me more comfortable. Call me anal if you like. So in the long run, I found myself starting to answer this question by taking a series of trainings with a lady called Peggy Phoenix-Dubrow, who was teaching a lot of us about a new concept of human personal energy, and in fact the energy that surrounds every living thing, and also concepts and relationships and even your house, for example, is that everything on the planet emanates an electromagnetic field. So if we just consider humans for a moment, the electromagnetic field I learned about during the technique I learned called the EMF balancing technique, electromagnetic field balancing technique, otherwise known as the universal calibration lattice, or lattice, if you like, surrounding the human energy field, is that it's an organization of our consciousness. So all our past issues, past lives, memories, feelings, sensations are organized at the back of us within a field that surrounds our body out to 24 inches all around our body. We have the future arranged in front of us. We have giving and receiving energies either side of us. And we have the higher self or higher energies above us and our connection with Gaia or the earth below us. So this was an interesting concept to me. And I learned how to calibrate or strengthen this field with other students who had the same questions as me. So the first thing was, it was great to understand that I wasn't the only one with this kind of question on the planet. So on one of our trainings, we learned how to give these energy sessions remotely, which sounds, first of all, if you're already just getting your head around the idea that we might even have an energy field surrounding us, the fact that we could actually affect somebody's energy field or connect with them remotely might seem an odd thing. But between us, believe me, we'd all been on many spiritual workshops, and on this particular workshop, we were asked to separate, to go to a different room, and then one person, we were paired up, I was paired up with this guy called Ron, and we were each paired up, and we were asked to give each other a remote energy session. And it was so clear when we gave this session that we were connecting with our energy that I could even tell Ron where he stopped, where he went back to the beginning, what sort of energy he was sending, how quickly the session was going, and I even knew when it had finished. Afterwards, I think all of us in the room, our eyes were like grapes in our heads. We were like, a lot of us had done so many spiritual workshops, you know, been there, done that, worn the t-shirt. Never had we experienced anything like this. So it made us all think differently about energy and about the responsibilities truly of what we broadcast into the world with our energy fields. Because if we can, with intention, affect somebody in the next room, what could we do if we're broadcasting negative energies or unwelcome energies? and not even being aware of it. So how comfortable or uncomfortable would that make people feel? Anyway, so it was a fascinating experience. And since then, I've gone on to give remote sessions for clients and friends alike. And just as part of this short podcast, I thought you might find it interesting if you were open to have an experience of remote energy yourself. So I woke up from sleep the other day, and this suggestion was made to me from my guides to design this podcast for you to have a little experience. So one of the things I did before I started this podcast is I took my shoes and socks off. So when you listen to this and you want to have this experience, you need to be somewhere, first of all, that you won't be disturbed for a few minutes. Second of all, you're going to need to take your shoes and socks off, because I did. Apparently that's what's required. And third of all, just find yourself somewhere comfortable that you can sit down and listen. And I'm going to need your feet flat on the floor so that you feel good and grounded wherever you are. It doesn't matter if you're in a building. You can still be grounded to the earth through a building. And then I'd like you to put your hands, palms up, on your legs so that your shoulders are relaxed. Get as relaxed and comfortable as you can. Just take a moment to take a few deep breaths. Now, I've been asked to connect with something called the Universal Human Template, which is an energy template we can all connect into because of the fact we are all the human species. So what I want you to do, first of all, is notice what's happening with the palms of your hands. What's happening is this template is being activated. I'm with intention and with some assistance, I'm sending electromagnetic energy to the palms of your hands. Now, I'm not going to define what your experience is. I want you to notice for yourself. Now I want you to move your attention to your feet and imagine sending a golden cord of energy down to the center of the earth as it spins within the liquid core. Just feel, sense, imagine, or think about any differences you feel, how your feet feel once you do that. And last but not least, I'd like you to send another golden cord of energy from the crown of your head up 2 feet into the air and imagine it connecting with your higher self or your greater than self or group consciousness, whatever you want to call it. And it's kind of like you can imagine it like connecting with a shiny golden looking disco ball thing, just kind of a glittery thing that's moving. And just notice any sensations you get from that, any thoughts, pictures, images, feelings, whatever comes in for you. Now just be in this moment and take a couple of breaths. And as above, so below. I'd like you to consider sending a golden cord down from your higher self, that disco ball up above your head, connecting it all through the body. You can take it through the spine, connecting all of the energy centers or chakras, taking it down through below your feet into the earth. And just notice what you notice. A few more deep breaths. Now you can start wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes. Put your hands together up above your head and stretch. and relax. And then what I want you to do is bring your attention back into the room. If you had your eyes closed, go ahead and open them. And so what I hope has gone on here is that I've managed to imprint this podcast with the energy of the Universal Human Template so that you get a sense of remote energy. I hope you enjoyed the podcast this week. Feel free to check out my blog at mumonaspiritualjourney.com for more fun and stimulating information. I wish you all a good weekend, and I'll talk to you again next week.